I'm going to begin with one verse from the book of Titus. So if you would open your Bibles with me to the book of Titus, chapter 1, that will be the third book in the pastoral epistles, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus. Titus chapter 1 and verse 14. I don't always give the title for the message when I begin, but I think I will on this one because you'll be encouraged by the title, and I hope that you'll be encouraged by the message that will be following. The title of the message is "The False Doctrine of Christian Zionism is Starting to Fall Apart." And it really is. Titus chapter 1, verse 14. "Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth." Not giving heed to Jewish fables. That's a command. The teachings of John Darby were Jewish fables. The notes in the Scofield Reference Bible are Jewish fables. Christian Zionism is a Jewish fable. Note that we are commanded in Holy Writ that Jewish fables turn from the truth, and that we are to avoid them. Amen. The Scofield book that we carry, I'm proud to be a new distributor for this phenomenal book, The Incredible Scofield and His Book by Joseph Canfield. It gives the most in-depth, well-researched, thoroughly documented biographical sketch of Cyrus Scofield that was ever written. We're having a hard time keeping it in stock. In fact, shortly after we started promoting the book, the distributor ran out of the books, and so they had to have a reprint. And now that is in the process of being done. Hopefully in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'll have those books back in stock. But until then, you can pre-order the books right now online. I encourage you to do that, because as soon as we get them, they're going to go off the shelves, theoretically speaking or hypothetically speaking, and we'll have to order more. And every time we order, they go out just as quick as we order. So I encourage you to get your pre-order in and read the most comprehensively documented biographical work on the man, C.I. Scofield. It'll help you to understand his notes when you understand who he was and the kind of man he was. But to give you a glimpse of the depth of the deception caused by Christian adherence to Jewish fables, Christian Zionism, consider this. Now you gotta think with me as I go through this. On the one hand, MAGA Christians enthusiastically support Israel's genocide in Gaza, while on the other hand, they enthusiastically support protecting America's borders and deporting illegal aliens. They are passionate about both of those issues. They're passionate about Israel killing all of the Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza. Ethnic cleansing, genocide, mass murder, it's all God's will. It's in Jesus' name. It's in the name of the Bible. It's in the name of God. At the same time, they are passionate about making sure our border's protected, and then deporting the illegal aliens that are here, which, by the way, I support. The second part. But these deluded evangelical Christians are blind to the fact that Israel is one of the biggest conveyors of illegal aliens into the United States of America. They have no clue about that. So all you MAGA Christians, let me ask you a serious question. Now that you know, and I'm going to prove it in just a minute with sources, but you can look it up for yourself and find it online. It's not hard to find. Now that you know that the state of Israel is one of the major conveyors of illegal aliens into the United States, including criminal illegal aliens, which every illegal alien is a criminal. What is it about illegal that you don't understand? Now that you know that, are you still going to support unreservedly the state of Israel? I venture to say that you still will. Because you are totally unwilling to face the truth. You are consciously, willingly, unable to accept anything truthful that doesn't comport with your doctrines of Christian Zionism that you were taught since you were a little child in Sunday school, like Ted Cruz, who doesn't know what he's talking about either. But it's a fact. A columnist by the name of Peggy Hall wrote a large expose on this, and I used part of that in a column that I wrote not too many months ago. I'll just give you a few paragraphs from that excellent expose. She writes, there's a Jewish organization called HIAS, H-I-A-S, which stands for Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. HIAS gets hundreds of millions of dollars in U.S. funding through the Office of Refugees Resettlement. Did you know we had an Office of Refugees Resettlement, ORR? Well, we do. ORR was created by Mr. Biden as part of the Department of Health and Human Services in the federal government. That's now run by Mr. Kennedy. So now Mr. Trump's been in office for 6 months, and Mr. Kennedy's been at the head of HHS for 6 months. So why has not the Office of Refugees Resettlement been disbanded? HIAS spends our tax dollars on getting 500,000 illegals all the way from South America and Central America into the USA. They're actually escorted by this Jewish organization called HIAS. Do you understand? They're escorted. It's not that they come on their own. They have these Israelis working for HIAS at our tax dollar expense that are going out into these southern hemispheric areas and personally escorting illegal aliens into the United States. Peggy writes, keep reading and I'll show you exactly how HIAS describes how they are helping 500,000 refugees cross the dangerous Darien Gap in the Panamanian jungle to grab money, housing, transportation, cash grants, medical care, and jobs that should be going to authentic Americans. And then she goes on with the rest of her column. Israel is a co-conspirator in the invasion of illegals into America. But these evangelical MAGA people cannot figure anything out. They can't see facts. They refuse to see reality. Here they are supporting enthusiastically, with every ounce of energy in their being, the state of Israel, including its genocide in Gaza, and the mass murder of Palestinian people, including Christian people, including men, women, and children. At the same time, that same state that they are so enthusiastically supporting is directly and with our tax dollars escorting and conveying illegal aliens into the United States that they, the MAGA evangelicals, turn around and say they are vehemently opposed to. Isn't there something in the Bible that says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways? The MAGA evangelicals are unstable, ladies and gentlemen. What makes this report even more nauseating is Israel's policy toward non-Jews in its own country. While they're busily engaged at our expense, escorting and conveying illegals into our country because they don't care about the United States, their desire is eventually to collapse and destroy the United States of America. Israel is not our best friend. Israel is our worst enemy. And in their own country, Israel, there are no open borders. Just the opposite. Israel is in the process, and has been for over 75 years, of committing genocidal ethnic cleansing in an all-out military effort to kill or drive out the illegals, quote, quote, from Israel. But in reality, the Israelis are the illegals in Palestine. They overthrew the legal residents of the land by force of arms under the auspices of the Zionist-sponsored Balfour Declaration, the United Nations and U.S. President Harry Truman, the weapons being provided by London and Washington, D.C. The Israelis are the real illegal aliens in Palestine. But get this, during the 12-day war between Israel and Iran, when Israel illegally and immorally attacked Iran, and Iran responded to that attack with such force that Israel had never experienced in its entire existence. They have done their best to hide the damage done in Israel. And the Western media is assisting the cover-up. They don't want the American people to see the damage that Iran inflicted upon Israel. But you can see many of the photos and the videos online. It doesn't take a lot of effort. You can find them. There are giant swaths of Tel Aviv that look like Gaza. They destroyed the two ports of Israel, especially the one in Haifa. They destroyed at least 5 military bases in Israel. They destroyed the Mossad headquarters in Tel Aviv. Yeah, that's okay. Don't be shy. They did horrific damage to the state of Israel. And during that time, tens of thousands of Israelis were trying to flee Israel, including, I'm not making it up, you can go verify for yourself, including members of the Israeli Knesset, which is tantamount to our Congress. Their Knesset members, many of them were trying to flee the state of Israel. And guess what? The Israeli military were at the checkpoints and forbidding their own citizens to leave Israel at the force and the point of a gun. They were forced to turn around and go back into Israel, even as they were trying to flee. That is how Israel treats not only the people they consider their enemies, the Palestinians, but that's how they treat their own people. And yet, they come over here, take our tax dollars, and then they personally escort and convey illegal aliens into the United States of America. That's the hypocrisy of the state of Israel. I realize that most evangelicals are totally blind and deaf to any uncomfortable truth regarding Israel. But in the rare opportunity that you might have to enlighten one of them to the clear and present danger that Israel poses to the United States, tell them about the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society that is funded by U.S. tax dollars, authorized by both houses of Congress, Republicans and Democrats, and that is personally escorting hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens into our country. If you have an opportunity to talk to someone who has any sense of sanity and reason left, you might want to let them know about that. Now, the second issue I want to bring up, and this is, to me, the more exciting of the two. Make no mistake about this, and I'm going to dwell on this a little bit. Make no mistake about this. It was the Israeli Mossad that set up the Jeffrey Epstein International Child Rape Blackmail Operation that entrapped scores and scores of ultra-wealthy business and political class, making them the servant class of Zionist Israel. I'm hearing conservatives and Christians that are poo-hooing this. And they're saying, oh, the Epstein affair, that's just a distraction. No. You're reading the wrong sources. You're watching the wrong sources. This is not a distraction from anything. This is one of the biggest truthful, documented travesties, criminalities, attacks against humanity, and attacks against American sovereignty in the 21st century. This is not a distraction to anything. If anything, other things are distracting from the Epstein debacle. Right. This thing is as dangerous to our country as any other single issue has ever been, and as big as the genocide in Gaza and the Israeli control of the American Congress. This is all part and parcel with the above. So don't let anybody tell you this is trivial. And if anybody tells you that, you straighten them out real quick. I'm going to quote a couple of paragraphs from a column that was posted at lewrockwell.com. And I appreciate Lew Rockwell very, very much. He is one of the deans of libertarianism, and his website, lewrockwell.com, is probably the go-to website for libertarians around the United States. And Lew's getting up there in years, and I know he's having some health issues, and I don't know if he watches Liberty Fellowship or not, but if any of you that are watching that know Lew personally would just like to pass on my appreciation and my love and my prayers for him, and his website does a great service to our country. And I'm honored that he posts a lot of my columns on his website, and I appreciate that very much. But he carried a column from my friend Paul Craig Roberts, and I'm just going to read a couple of paragraphs from this. The probable Epstein story, this is at the end of a larger article on the subject. The probable Epstein story is that Israel, knowing of the sexual perversion rife among the American leadership class, set up Epstein to ensnare those who could be blackmailed to conform American policies with Israel's interests. How else do we explain the U.S. spending the 21st century fighting wars for Israel, protecting and enabling Israel's genocide of the Palestinians, passing laws that protect Israel from protests and boycotts, and preventing Americans from stating the truth about Israel? America has been the instrument of Israeli aggression. Israel has so much blackmail power over the American ruling class that the United States of America is locked into its role as Israel's agent. Now, you need to really hear that carefully, because what happened over the last 20 to 30 years during this blackmail operation of the Israeli Mossad, using the gifts, the talents of Jeffrey Epstein, was first and foremost an attack against the sovereignty of the United States of America. The goal was to entrap, via gross sexual perversion, the donor class of the American leadership. When you capture the donor class, that's the super rich billionaires, you control everything, because the billionaire donor class are the ones who are controlling the political agenda of Washington, D.C., the business agenda of the finance corporations, the banks, and all the rest. They're all under the thumb of the super wealthy donor class. They were the targets. This operation went on for up to 30 years. When Mr. Trump first took office, he promised to release the Epstein files. But now, 6 months later, he's stonewalling the release of those files. Why? Well, one reason might be that Attorney General Pam Bondi told Mr. Trump a couple months ago that his name is in the files. Now, the extent of Trump's knowledge and or participation of Epstein's House of Horrors, and that's exactly what it was. This forum, I have to respect, and I'm not able to go into the graphic detail of what this Jeffrey Epstein web of horrors was all about. But it's worse than anything you can imagine. When I call it a house of horrors, that's exactly what it was. I've had somebody wrote me this week and said, "Oh, Chuck, you're making a big thing about it." He said, all these women that were involved in that, most of them were over 18 years of age. They were all willing. They did this. He said, "There's nothing untoward here. This is just all blown up." That is the kind of propaganda that the Israeli-controlled media is using to spin this story so as to lessen the impact upon the minds and the hearts of the American people to the horror of it. No, these were not all over 18, willing, compliant young women that were involved in this. We're talking about child rape on a massive scale all over the world. Epstein just did not own just one island. He owned two islands. He owned a rape mansion. That's historian Jeff Dawson.
Ryan.
Historian Ryan Dawson's term, rape mansions. He had them in New York. He had them in Ohio. He had them in Florida. He had them in New Mexico. He had them in Paris, France. He had them all over the world. This was a global operation of massive numbers in massive scale, using the most vulnerable, youngest children, without me giving you graphics, please understand what I'm telling you. This was horrific. Not only was it horrific against the victims and what it did to them and how it destroyed their lives, it was horrific in the assault against the sovereignty of the United States by effectively blackmailing the people that are running America and making America subservient to a foreign government. Ladies and gentlemen, that is treason by any sense of the word. So the extent of Trump's knowledge and or participation of Epstein's House of Horrors literally may never be known, but here's the question that I have for Donald Trump. You were a personal friend of his for at least 25 years, maybe 30, but at least 25 years. You flew with him on his jet. You had him as a guest at Mar-a-Lago. You fellowshipped with him at every level. You considered him the best of friends. We have multiple photographs of Trump and Melania and Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell Gisson and all of them. We have all that. Trump denies that he knew anything about it. You got to ask yourself, how can you be that closely associated with a man this corrupt, this vile, this evil, Jeffrey Epstein, and not be aware of what he's done? It stretches credulity to think that a man could be that close to an individual of this nature and not sense at least something may not be right about this guy. And if so, how could you maintain that friendship for 25 years? These are the questions that Mr. Trump needs to answer, but never will, at least honestly. So while we may never know the true depth and details, not only of Mr. Trump's association with Mr. Epstein, but all of the others, of which we do have the names of a couple of dozen of them. If you follow my columns, I've posted that list. The list that we have was compiled by the historian Ryan Dawson, who has done probably more investigative research on the corruption of Jeffrey Epstein than any other person alive. He's put together a tremendous expose. He's come to the defense of the victims. He's still in the process of gathering information. He went into the public records. He went into the court documents. He did all of the hard yeoman work of investigating, like investigative journalists are supposed to do. And he discovered by public record and by court document the names of a couple dozen or so that are on the list. And he's published that list. Larry Johnson, ex-CIA, he published it on his website. I took it from Larry's website. I published it on my website. It's been published on several other websites. So you can go online and you can find the list that is published to date. And Dawson says very clearly that this is not the full list. This is only a partial list. This is only the list of the people that he can prove are on the list. And as Larry Johnson pointed out, a lot of billionaires are on that list. And if there was any violation of truth in the publishing of those names, slander, those wealthy men would not have hesitated. They would have, the very day they saw it, they would have hired their team of 100 attorneys to go after Mr. Dawson on slander and defamation of character, etc. Not a single lawsuit has been filed against Mr. Dawson. I wonder why. Because they know that he has the records that can prove their names belong on that list. But there are no telling how many others whose names are not yet known. Names which Pam Bondi may have had on her desk. Names which may have been incinerated after Benjamin Netanyahu visited Washington, D.C. Everybody thinks that his visit was about Gaza and Iran. Maybe. It could have been all about the Epstein files. He could have come and told Bondi and Trump, you will burn that list or else. Because he knows, Netanyahu, he knows who's on the list. He knows where the videos are. He knows where the photographs are. He knows where it's all at. So when he comes to Washington and says, you better get rid of it or else, people start jumping. That's the kind of control that Benjamin Netanyahu, the Mossad, and the Israeli government have over the government of the United States of America. That's why I'm telling you this Epstein case is monumentally important to the survival of an independent, sovereign United States of America. Make no mistake about it. The Epstein pedophile network and the Israeli genocidal wars in the Middle East are indissolubly linked. Why won't Trump stop sending bombs and missiles to Israel? Why did Joe Biden give bombs and missiles to Israel? Why is every defense secretary giving defense weapons to Israel? Why is the Secretary of State fawning over Israel? Why are the Congress, Republicans and Democrats, passing legislation favoring support of Israel? Are you beginning to put this together?
Yes.
The reason the ruling class in Washington, D.C. and New York City are so determined to support Israel, no matter how demonic its actions might be, is directly due to Epstein's, parenthesis, the Mossad's blackmail campaigns. And the members of Congress that are not blackmailed into submission by the Mossad are bribed into submission by AIPAC. Oh. First time. Americans put Trump in office because they saw the filth and corruption of Washington. and they thought Trump was different. Now they are awakening to the truth that Trump has been neck deep in Israel's corrupting clutches all along. And now they are also seeing Israel for the vile, demonic state that it always has been. The truth about Epstein, the truth about Israel, the truth about the Mossad, the truth about Netanyahu, the truth about Congress, the truth about Trump, the truth about Schofieldism, dispensationalism, is now beginning to shine through the cracks of Christian Zionism. I wrote in my column last week that I felt that the collapse of Christian Zionism, the collapse of Israeli control over the United States because of Christian Zionism, mostly, would come to an end, I said, in 10 to 20 years. And I said in my column, I pray that I live long enough to see it happen. Since I wrote that column, and as I stand before you now, I am truly convinced that the collapse of Christian Zionism and the whole panorama of what that implies is right now collapsing. It's not going to collapse. It's collapsing right now. From Candace Owens to Clayton Morris to Tucker Carlson to Piers Morgan to Joe Rogan to Larry Johnson to Max Blumenthal to Phil Giraldi to Judge Andrew Napolitano to Pepe Escobar to Scott Ritter and so on and so on and so on. They are all courageously shining the light of truth on the deception of Christian Zionism. Short videos of this podium are circulating around the world. One person wrote me this week and said that one of my clips has been posted on TikTok and viewed by over 500,000 people. And that was several days ago. Don Wani, Mr. Techie, texted me this week and said that my epilogue from last Sunday was going, quote, semi-viral. I'm not sure what semi-viral means, but I think that's good, right? There's a lot of people watching it. I've been having people send me snippets of my messages that they have been watching from scores of sources. Hey, Brother Baldwin, hey, Pastor Chuck, look at this. And they'll send me this clip of myself that they got on this podcast, from this podcast, or on that website, or whatever. People overseas. There's a guy, some guy over in Great Britain, I think he's in over there in England. He is on a campaign to expose Christian Zionism, and he's publishing all kinds of stuff, and he's publishing my stuff left and right. Just last night, as I was preparing my message for today, I saw a video that he had posted where that he was showing my message from last Sunday, and it was already on his website over there in England. And there's things like that that are happening all over the world. People, like we saw the video before the message from that guy who put it together. He wrote the song, wrote the music, sang it. He compiled the video. He compiled my brief snippet of the message that I preach. He's sending that out to all to his list of people that watch him and so forth. And that's just, all these people are just doing this simultaneously, spontaneously, on their own. They're not waiting for Fox News. They're not waiting for ABC. They're not waiting for the White House spokesperson. You know, they're not waiting for somebody in government to make some kind of an official announcement. They smell the rot. They see the filth. And they are doing something about it on their own. Every person in this room can do that. You all have access to certain individuals. You have abilities in which you can convey the message of truth. You should be doing that along with every one of you online. I'm telling you, the narrative has shifted to usward. We are the ones that are now in control of the narrative. The other side is on the defense. They're trying to make excuses. They're trying to hide. They're trying to intimidate. They're trying to coerce. That's a mark of desperation. They know they've lost the narrative. They know that they're promoting a lie. They know that people are waking up to the truth. They know that tens of millions of people are not buying the sham anymore, and they're desperate to hold on to their positions of power in any way that they possibly can. That means, ladies and gentlemen, be encouraged. They're scared. If every truth-seeking evangelical would speak out the truth when they recognize it, what an impact it could have on the pastors of our churches. The pastors are going to be the last ones to wake up. Okay, I'm just telling you this. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being truthful. The pastors are going to be the last ones to wake up. Just like Congress will be the last ones to wake up. They have too much financial investment in the deception. They can't afford, in their mind, to get up and say, I was wrong. You have been taught a lie. I retract. I repent. Here's the truth. They can't do that. Half of the crowd or more that would walk out, they'd lose at least half or more of their income. They'd lose their building programs. They'd lose all of their retirement plans. They'd lose all of their positions and their staff and programs. That's all built on this deceit of Christian Zionism. They're not going to do it. It's going to be the people. It has always been, since the beginning of this country, it has always been a nation about we the people. We the people still have the power to change the course of our country. We don't have to have Washington, D.C. I am excited, like I have not been excited in a long time. There's another verse I want you to see besides Titus 1:14, not giving heed to Jewish fables, and that's 1 Corinthians 13:6. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Once people start rejoicing in the truth of Christ's new covenant, Amen. They will stop rejoicing in the iniquity of Israel's genocide in Gaza. Amen. As I said in a message just a few weeks ago, Christian Zionism is nothing more than a continuation of the old covenant. The old covenant separated Israelites and Gentiles. Christian Zionism separates Jews and Gentiles. But Christ abolished the old covenant by his death on the cross, Ephesians chapter 2. In Christ's new covenant, there are no longer two bodies. There's only one body, the body of Christ, where there's neither Jew nor Gentile. We are all one in Jesus Christ. The Palestinian Christians are as much one in the body of Christ as we here in the United States are one in the body of Christ. The message of the new covenant is love, peace, brotherhood, kindness, goodness, gentleness, meekness. In the new covenant, there does not exist racism, bigotry, jealousy, bitterness, resentment, pride, arrogance, or hatred. That is foreign to the new covenant. There's no such thing in the new covenant as a subhuman human being. There's no such thing in the new covenant as a chosen people outside of those who are chosen in Christ. There's no such thing as a chosen nation outside those who comprise the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian nation, the church, is comprised of people from all races, all nationalities, all ethnicities, all cultures, and all languages. The old covenant, of which Christian Zionism is an extension, divided and killed us. The new covenant gospel of Christ unites and saves us. What I thought would take 10 or 20 years has already begun. You know, God can do things in an instant that we think could take generations. God is able to do instantly what His will would have to be done. I'm telling you, it's already started. It's happening. It can't be stopped. Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, to try to protect the cover-up of the Epstein files, shut down the House early so that they would not be able to entertain legislation to reveal the Epstein files that are growing from within inside both parties. Thank God for Tom Massey in the Republican. He's one of the courageous lions in the House of Representatives. So the compromising Christian Zionist Israeli bought and paid for Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, used the power of his office to shut down the legislation to basically start the August recess early so as to stop the possibility of legislation coming forward. They're hoping that during the six-week recess that people will forget about Epstein. And that's why all of a sudden Trump started talking about Obama and Russiagate. Now, you talk about a distraction. That's the distraction. So they hope that by the time they come back in September after Labor Day, that they'll all have blown over and people will have forgotten. I have a sneaking feeling that the people of the United States are not going to forget. They're not going to forget. By the way, from now until after Labor Day, basically the month of August, if somebody asks you, what is the safest month of the year? The safest month of the year is August. Because that's the only month of the year that the Congress is not in session. And they can't steal our liberties whenever they're not in Washington, D.C. I think we need to pass a law when they're home 11 months and then they're in Washington 1 month instead of the other way around. Because every time they go to work, all they do is hurt us, steal our liberties, raise the inflation rates, make enemies around the world, participate in mass murder in the name of the United States, etc., etc. But I would encourage us here as a local fellowship, and all of you that are watching online, between now and Labor Day, we need to figure out a way to work with our friends in our communities who are liberty-minded, who understand what's going on, and we need to arrange protests.
Yes, sir.
In front of the offices of every congressman and every senator that's now home in their home state for the next month.
Yes.
We need to have protests.
Yes.
In front of their offices. Stop the genocide.
Amen.
Reveal the Epstein files. What are you hiding, Mr. Congressman? Are you on the list, Mr. Senator? We need to have protests at every local senator and congressman's office, whether it's maybe in the weekend, it can be larger, during the weekday, it can be smaller. But I would like to see every day a congressman and senator and their staff looking out the window and seeing protesters demanding that they stand up and do what's right on behalf of the American people and putting this Epstein in the full view of the public light so we can see the truth of the matter. And let them know that we are never going to forget, and let them know that we are holding them accountable to the people. So those of you here in Liberty Fellowship that are good at that kind of stuff, I'm asking you now to please start thinking this, planning this, working with other groups here in the Valley, and let's see if we can get this going. And those of you online, do the same thing. Organize with friends. Get people that you know in other groups. Get to these offices. I mean, we have access to the congressmen and the senators for the next month that we don't have all year long. And so we should take advantage of this and let them know that when they go back, that the people of their home district are watching them and expecting them to do right for the American people. So I want us really to seriously think about this. But what I'm saying is, what I thought would take 10 or 20 years has already begun. The cracks in the deception are letting the light of truth shine in. And people are beginning to see how deceived they were by these con men in the pulpits and in the legislatures of Congress. The false doctrine of Christian Zionism is already starting to fall apart. Please, believe me when I say what I said. I know how you feel, because your friends, your family, they're still deep into the deception, and they won't see the light. That's fine. We get that. But I'm telling you the truth. I'm able, from my vantage point, to see a bigger spectrum of what's happening. And I am telling you that this thing is real. This is not going away. It is growing exponentially by the unlikeliest of people. And they are beginning to use their platforms courageously and boldly, using their social media accounts, posting not just our messages, but a lot of other messages and videos, and they're getting the word out across America. And the young people of America are seeing it, and now even some of the older folks in America are seeing it. I don't know how long it will take, but I am encouraged now that maybe I will live to see the total collapse of Christian Zionism in the United States. So I end on this note. Beloved, keep shouting from the rooftops. Keep shouting until every vestige of Christian Zionism is obliterated from the earth and all mankind can see the love, grace, mercy, and peace of the new covenant gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep shouting the message. God is working like he hasn't worked in my lifetime on this issue. I'm telling you, God is doing something. Let's get out there and be part of it. Let's help the Lord and help the truth be exposed to a generation of people that are desperately longing for the truth. They thought they were going to find it politically in a president named Trump. Now they know they're not going to find it in a president named Trump. Let's show them where they can find it. Amen. Let's show them where they can find it. So don't give up. The narrative has shifted and the truth is coming forth. Please don't be discouraged. Please be encouraged and do everything you can to shout it as loud as you can. Because the message is being heard. Let's stand for a word of prayer.